Dr. John Gallagher is a professor of social work at IU South Bend and works at Oaklawn Psychiatric Center. He says the current atmosphere of isolation and uncertainty can increase anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, and drug relapses.
This does have the potential to have devastating consequences. This pandemic was sudden, it was out of the blue, and that in itself, from a mental health lens, makes it that much more concerning or dangerous.
Gallagher says most mental health symptoms begin with a significant life stressor, like divorce, losing a job, or the loss of a loved one.
Well, in this situation, the significant life stressor, the sudden life stressor, is the pandemic.
He says the mental health impact should be taken just as seriously as physical health impacts from coronavirus. Gallagher says one way to combat any adverse mental health effects during this crisis is to stay in touch with family and friends by FaceTiming.
We are constantly hearing the message to socially distance ourselves from others. From a mental health standpoint, I think that language, although it is the norm, is incorrect. What we really want to send is the message of physical distancing.
Rebecca Angel is a part-time clinical worker at a Beautiful Mind clinic in Mishawaka. She also teaches psychology at IU South Bend. She says going outside and having a sense of routine can help protect mental health.
We're just coming out of the winter months, and I think there's this joy that people get around March and April of like, yes, finally I can go outside. And to have this burden of having to stay at home and not be able to do the activities that they want to do, I think it can just be problematic.
She says while mental health is a big concern, she's confident people can make a comeback.
We're adaptive creatures. We're able to overcome difficulties. Most people are going to have that bounce back effect, and that's the beautiful thing about human beings.
Angel says those who don't have that bounce back effect and are struggling with mental health should use telemedicine mental health services. It allows clients to talk to mental health professionals on the phone or video chat. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso.